What's that song we sing? It says, a thousand sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields and walk those golden streets. There are 1,000 sacred sweets in this text here tonight. Four verses. Go back to Psalm 92. The hill of Zion, that's it. The hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. I hope this will be sweet to you. I hope it'll be sweet to God, our worship. Verses 12 and following. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat, spiritually fat, flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He's my rock. There's no unrighteousness in him. Planted in the house of the Lord, that's the title. David spoke of the house of the Lord often. He loved the house of the Lord. He's literally talking about the tabernacle where he went, where the ark was, where the worship of God was, where Nathan preached, where the sacrifices were made. He's literally talking about that place that the Lord had chosen to put his name there. He loved the house of God. He was literally speaking of that. And look at, go back to Psalm 84, just back a couple of pages, Psalm 84. And we believe he was on the run at this time and wished he were back in Zion, the place of worship. Psalm 84, he says, how amiable are thy tabernacles, lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. How about you? My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. He envied the sparrow that found a house, a swallow, a nest for herself, may lay her young, even the iron altars, O Lord of hosts. My King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. And I like this. They will be still. Praising them. Be still and know that I'm God. We come here and hear about our God reigning and ruling, Christ on the throne. We're in his hands. They will be still praising them. You could also read it this way. They will be still praising them all their days. Oh, look at verse 10. A day in thy courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. Do you agree? I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. You remember Psalm 122. I love this. It says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the church, is built as a city, compacted together, vitally united, joined together, where the tribes go up. The Polk tribe, the Parks tribe, the Cheesley tribe, the Davis tribe, the Torrance tribe, Hudson tribe, the Ogle tribe. Here we are. Why? The testimony of Israel, the gospel. We give thanks. That's why we're here tonight. And it goes on to say, pray for the peace of the church. They'll prosper that love thee. So David does. Peace be within thy walls, he said. Prosperity within thy palace. For my brethren, my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord my God, I'm going to seek thy good. I need this place. I need this gospel. I need you. Do you feel the same way? Pray for it. They would prosper. Then you remember Psalm 27 where David's one desire. Is this yours? One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He's not only talking about being with God in glory someday, but he's talking about being planted in the house of the Lord now till the day I die. That I may die in the faith. Believe it. hold him fast, the beginning of my confidence, steadfast in him. Is that your desire? Oh, to see his beauty, inquire in his temple. The house of the Lord is not a building. This is not the house of the Lord. Okay? This is the church house. The church is his house. The people are his temple. When it says God said, I don't dwell in buildings made with hands. Nothing. But he did. Only so long as his people were there. If his people aren't there, he's not there. Okay? He's wherever they are. It just so happens that God's people are, he gives us them a place like this, a tabernacle, a tent, and this one's coming down, like the temple of old. And you remember in glory it says there's no temple there, right? Who's the temple? Where's the temple? It's the people. It's the people. They're the temple. That's where God dwells. House of the Lord, where God dwells with his people, in his people, they with him. They in him. This building is not the church. It's a church house. If you destroy this building, the church will meet somewhere. The church will still stand. They'll just meet in another building. However, we treat this building with respect. No. Not reverence. It's just a building. It's just wood, hay, and stone. But we treat it with respect, with gratitude, diligently take care of it. And this building is reserved for one thing. One thing. You see these so-called churches everywhere. They've got their gymnasiums and they have their flea markets out in the parking lot and their whatever they have, their social event. Christ said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. This building. And the grounds and everything about it is used for one purpose. To come here and hear the gospel. That's it. That's how you know the difference. Can you imagine in your wildest dream people back then having a bake sale to church? No way. It's a house of worship, house of prayer. It's not a social house. It's God's house. All right? This message, we're not going to glorify the church. Some do that. We're not going to glorify the church. We're going to glorify the Lord, the church's Lord. The church is not our Savior, Jesus Christ in. However, the Lord glorifies his church. Yes, he does. He shed his precious blood for the church. He loves the church. It's the place where he is. It's where his gospel is. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. He sends preachers, puts them in a place, a fold, brings the sheep in, calls, saves, feeds, and it's like a city of refuge where Christ had promised to be. Now, I love thy kingdom, God, the house of thine abode, the church thy blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. How about you? Love to be here. I was glad when they said unto me. All right, Psalm 92 is so full. Verse 12, here's where we pick up. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Who's that talking about? Psalm 1, when it talks about the blessed man. Who's that talking about? Well, Christ must have the preeminence. He is the first, isn't it? And he's the last. The righteous. Christ is the righteous one. It says he shall flourish like the palm tree. He is the tree of life, isn't it? The first tree, when mentioned in the scripture in Genesis 1, let me just read it to you. Genesis 1, the Lord said, I've given you the herb bearing seed upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. He keeps talking about tree and seed. Seed and tree. Seed and tree. And then in chapter 2, he mentions a tree of life. Now, what is that? It's not a what. It's who. In Genesis, the very beginning, Christ is the tree of life. Okay? In Genesis 22, the last chapter in the book, you were going to read that. It begins with the tree of life, the leaves of that tree of the healing of the nation. That's Christ. He's the first. He's the last. He's the tree of life. He's the tree of life. His seed. He is the seed, isn't he? He is the Word. He's the incorruptible seed, the tree of life. Christ is that tree. He's the tree of life. The root of the matter is in him. And if you are in him, the root of the matter is in you. Now, like any tree, it comes from seed, which comes from the parent tree. And our Lord came from the Father. That's what he said. I'm come from the Father. I'm in him and he in them. Now look at this. Verse 12, it says in our text, he's like the palm tree. It flourished like the palm tree. Oh, how the pleasure of the Lord prospered in his hand. Did he flourish? Isaiah wrote of his God's elect, God's servant. He said, he shall not fail. He shall prosper in the thing that which the Lord has sent him to do. The pleasure of the Lord prospered. Our Lord was that mustard seed, you remember, who fell into the ground and that grew up a great tree, the kingdom of God, with the fowls of the air lodging the branches of it. Oh, how he prospered. Oh, how he flourished. A root out of dry ground. Let me tell you some things about the palm tree. Okay? He's like a palm tree. This is not the palm tree in Florida with coconuts on it. This is a date palm over in the Middle East. The date palm. It's fruit. Date palm. All right? They say it. I've never seen it. But it's one of the most beautiful trees in all of the Mideast. Our Lord is altogether lovely. Like the palm tree. It's a tree that you can lie under the shade of and rest. Well, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. I rest in blood. The fruit thereof, it produces great fruit. And they say that the older the tree, the more fruit it produces. That they begin to really produce when they're 30 to 100 years old. So they live a long time. And one tree can produce as much as 300 pounds of dates a year. Our Lord is that fruitful vine, that tree. It grows in the desert. He was a root out of dry ground. That tree, if you see a palm tree in a desert, what else must be there? Water. The water. Wherever you see a palm tree, there's water. Christ is the water of life. In the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Old Testament, the booths where they cut down palm tree and they made little booths to dwell in as a picture of they were in temporary dwelling places. And they put these little booths all around the tabernacle of the Lord and they all was like camping out in these little booths. And what they were covered with was palm leaves. Are you with me? That's Christ. He's our cover. He's our refuge. As long as we're here. Look at the next thing. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. A cedar. A cedar is an evergreen tree. You know Psalm 1, don't you? I started to quote it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This is Christ. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's Christ. That's Christ. Evergreen. Cedar. Don't you love cedar? Cedar is fragrant. Oh, the fragrance of a cedar tree. We used to line closets with it. Oh, the fragrance of our Lord and his sacrifice. What color is that wood? Red. That's what the temple was built out of. Inside the temple was adorned with cedar, blood red wood. It's a picture of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our redemption. Cedars resist decay, impervious to rot. it will not corrupt. That's our incorruptible Lord. He shall flourish, Scripture said. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Other trees are spoken of throughout the Scripture, and they all speak of Him. Listen to this, if I can find it. Song of Solomon says in chapter 2, it says, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sun. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. You like apple tree? Whenever you think of an apple tree, that's our Lord. That's our Lord. Apple tree. Olive tree. The olive tree is spoken of so much in Scripture. But the lamp in the temple, all the light inside that temple came from the oil of an olive tree. Christ is the light in it. He's the light. The oil, the Holy Spirit, through Christ. Light. The fir tree. Fir tree is mentioned in Scripture. You know what's done with a fir? Every instrument of music David made was with a fir tree. The fir tree was made for music. Music. And all our songs are unto Him, aren't they? All our songs are of Him. All the instrument, that instrument, was devoted tonight to Him. All these hymns. He tells us everything that you play on, let it be unto Him. In the praise of His glory. Then there's the teal tree in Isaiah 6. That's an old tree, like the elm tree. An oak tree for strength. Gideon met the angel of the Lord under the oak tree. Deborah was buried under the oak tree. The idols were buried under the oak tree. Oak tree for strength. That's our Lord. Our Lord. Planted in the house of the Lord. Our Lord came down here. The Lord put him. He said, I put a vine in Zion. I put my son. I planted him. A vine. And that's where he is. But you know what? 1 John 4:17 says this. Anybody quote that? As he is, so are we in this world. Trees. Isaiah 61. Turn there with me. Turn there with me. Isaiah 61. This is what the Lord says about his people. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ preached when he came to Nazareth. These very words. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Isaiah 61, look at verse 3. He sent me to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Isaiah 61:3. Sent me to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. He has made unto us righteousness, and we are righteous in Him. The righteous shall flourish because of Him. We're in Him, by Him. As the palm tree, fruit. Fruit. God's people are saved by grace through faith. That's not of themselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Where His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which the Father hath ordained that we should walk in. Herein is the Father glorified, that we should bear much fruit. Listen to this. I love this. I pray this all the time. I pray this this verse all the time. And you do well to do the same. Awake, O north wind. Come, O south. Blow upon my garden. This is where the Lord created a garden and he put the man and the woman in it, and that's where he was, walking in the garden. The woman in the Song of Solomon was looking for her Lord, her beloved, and asked them, where is he? They said, he's in his garden. That's where you'll find him. Where did the Lord resort to all the time with his disciples? The garden of Gethsemane. God's people are his temple. They are his garden where he dwells. Listen to this. Blow upon my garden, O wind, O Holy Spirit. Let the spices thereof flow thereat. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat the pleasant fruits thereof. Let me bear fruit for his glory. Is that what you? Let me love thee more and more. Let joy. Let me joy, rejoice in the Lord. Peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh Lord. I want to bear fruit, don't you? Verse 12 says that the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that meditate in his word, the word of God dwells in them richly, the peace of God ruling, they'll grow, evergreen, they'll grow. A tree is a living thing. A tree is a growing thing. Trees reach for the sun. The wind blows, the tree clap your hand. Planted in the house of the Lord. All right, here it is. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. That's where you'll find the Lord's elect, where you'll find his people. That's where they will be. That's where they're going to be. That's where they want to be, in the house of the Lord. David said that. One thing I desire, that's what I'm going to do. We go where we want to. We do what we want to do. If this desire is in you, you're going to be in the house of the Lord. And your desire is to be planted there and not be moved away. Literally, not be moved away. When we built this house here in town, we cut down many trees. And trees that I didn't plant. The scripture says, every tree our heavenly Father hath not planted will be rooted up. Right? But then I chose some trees to plant. They were trees of my choice. And I planted them around my house. They were my favorites. I chose my favorite trees. And I planted them. Some crepe myrtles, some magnolias. One in particular. One little Japanese maple called a coral maple. The bark is blood red all winter long. Beautiful. The leaves turn gold in the spring, and then they turn a bright green in, all summer long. Beautiful tree. Oh, beautiful. I chose that tree. He didn't choose me. I chose it. Okay? I bought that tree. It's expensive. All right? I brought it home. I planted it at my house. I planted it. And it's in a prominent place. That tree is my favorite. I show favor to that tree. Know what I mean? I nourish it. I water it. The other trees might not get so. I water that tree. That's my tree. Every day, nearly every day, I go out and sit on the front porch and I look at that tree. God's people are planted in the house of the Lord. Planted by Him. And they're going to flourish. They do flourish. They do flourish. One time when we had some acreage, we did the same thing with cutting down trees. And you know how you mark a tree with tape? So you don't, we brought some timber men came in and cut some big trees. Well, you might know what color tape I used to mark a tree. Red. Every tree I mark with red tape is going to stand. Don't cut it down. And many of those trees I chose were scruffy little. I did this on purpose. I went around and chose some trees that weren't worth keeping because I could, because I would, because I'm merciful. And I'd wrap a little scrubby whatever pine or little tender tree, red bud or whatever, with that red tape. Not going to be plucked up. Not going to be cut down. Planted. And that's everybody that's redeemed by the blood of Christ. They'll not be rooted up. They'll be flourishing. Be flourishing. He's planted, flourish in the courts of our Lord. Flourish. It says in verse 13, they'll flourish in the courts of our God. These little tabernacles we meet in, these little churches, these little local churches are like little small flocks here and there. I remind you what Spurgeon said about this, and I agree with it. It was really prophetic what he said. That when the Lord fed the 5,000, remember? He fed the 5,000. He purposely had them separated into groups of 50. Remember that? Why did he do that? For ease of feeding them? No. There's some significance to that. Spurgeon said this. He said, I believe, and he had a large congregation, mostly because he was a celebrity. Mostly because people did that for entertainment back then. They went to hear that. Mostly because he was well known, okay? When he left, like that. But he said, when this place is gone, Metropolitan Tabernacle, I believe that most of the churches of God will be 50 people or less. That's prophetic, yeah. I've known a lot of churches in the United States, all over the world, a lot of places, Mexico. Most of them are small little folk, little flock, little courthouse, little courtyards, little courtyard. The big house, the Holy of Holies, we're all going to dwell there together someday. We're all going to be in the holy place together. But until then, we'll meet in these little courts, these little tabernacles, and they're an amiable place to be in. Safe haven for God's sheep. And I want to dwell here until the day I dwell there. And they'll flourish. It says in verse 14, they'll still bring forth fruit in old age. Look right there. That almond tree has flourished right there on the third row. The almond tree has flourished. Your hair wasn't that color when I came here. Lance it. Been here a long time. Flourishing. They'll still bring forth fruit. Say, I don't bear fruit. Yeah, you do, Ted. Yes, you do. Fruit of faith, fruit of faithfulness, fruit of love for his gospel, his people, joy, rejoicing. That man never preach a message. He doesn't come up to me and thank me. Thank you for this gospel. They'll still bring forth fruit in old age. Old age. They'll be fat and flourishing. This is the kind of fat you want to be. If you feed on God's word, you'll be fat spiritually. If you feed on this world, you'll get fat physically. But if you feed on God's word, you'll flourish. Be like a green tree. Remember Ephraim and Hosea? Old Ephraim said this about himself. He said, what have I to do anymore with idols? He started out. God said, leave him alone. He's gone to his idols. False religion, things of the world, idolatry, covetous. He was given to that, to the Lord. Said, I'm not going to give you up, Ephraim. I bought you. And he convicted him and gave him repentance and faith and love. And then Ephraim says he slapped his thigh like, what's wrong with me? What was wrong with me? And in the end, the very last thing that Ephraim says is, what have I to do anymore with idols? I've heard him. He said, I'm like a green fir tree in the house of God. I'm here to stay. He wasn't in the beginning, but now he's planted. Oh, we from planted. And the last verse says, if you're wise, you'll understand this, and you'll read it. Hosea. You want something to read? Read Hosea. One of the greatest gospel books in the Bible. He said, I'm like a green fir tree. This is where I want to be. How about you? In the courts of God. Fat and flourishing. To show. The last verse. Why does anybody flourish? Why is anybody planted? Why does anybody stay? Why does anybody remain faithful? Because he abideth faithful. Because we're kept by the power of God. To show that the Lord is upright. He's just. He's true. He's promised. He said, he that believeth on me, he'll never perish. He hath everlasting life. And not come into condemnation. To show that he's the rock. If we're standing on Christ the rock, we won't fall. There's no unrighteousness in him. None. He's just. He's holy. He's right. He's true. You can believe him. You can trust him. 30 minutes. Get anything out of that? Stand with me. Now, bless the Lord. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for your word. Let it dwell in us richly. Oh, Lord, plant us. plant us in thy house. Oh, Lord, let us be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Let us not forsake the assembly of ourselves as a matter of some is. Let's exhort one another and so much more as we see the day approaching. We verily believe that you'll come for your people like when you left them, that they'll be standing, gazing, looking, waiting on the Lord. And you'll come for your people and gather them up into glory. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But until then, feed us thy word. Cause us to lie down in the green pasture. Cause us to return and rest. And we'll be saved. We'll find rest. We'll find strength in thy word. Let the peace of God rule in our hearts and mind to which we're called. Let us be thankful. Plant us in thy house. Thank you for your house. Thank you for this place. Thank you for your gospel. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Christ's name, amen. You're dismissed.